Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I'm doing well. I'm a little sad. We have another breakup, and the issue is that we're living with our ex over here. And what do we do? What do we do now?
Maybe you shouldn't have moved in together so quickly. Maybe so, that's the answer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We got a bit of a problem over here. We also have a problem because there's one thing that we value over here at Shit 90 Shows Taught Me, mm-hmm. and that's the babies. Justice for baby Lily, justice for baby Alexander, mm-hmm. and Joey decided to be a no-show for the kids' first birthday party.
I mean, to be fair, no one gives a single fuck about the first birthday party. This baby is not going to look back and be like, oh my God, my brother's best friend wasn't at my birthday party. Like, literally, she's not
a grudge. A grudge for the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. You know that baby Lily is going to grow up with a burn book a la Mean Girls, and she's going to write deep shit about Joey Potter in it.
This bitch, she didn't show up to my birthday party.
Yeah.
She has a shitty singing voice.
Okay, and yeah, oh, we can't, I can't wait to talk
she
about this,
doesn't
yeah.
even have a real motorboat. What a fucking loser.
My God, her brother Alexander always looks so freaking cold. I'm sorry, her nephew Alexander always looks so freaking cold.
What's up with those Potters down the block anyway? Those creek kids, they're no good.
Mm-hmm, those creek creeps.
Those creek creeps.
Wow. This I will say, while this episode is not like reaching the high highs of like seasons 2 and 3 for me, it is so a big ahead. Distance ahead of the last two episodes we covered.
I totally agree. I don't know if it's because we're just extremely thirsty for some good Dawson's Creek, but I don't have a lot of complaints this episode.
I have some complaints.
I'm going to make fun of these fucking idiots because they're all fucking morons.
Well, that's the best part, right? That is the absolute best part, is that even if this episode isn't a stellar episode, I still have so many thoughts about it. And that right. is the point. You need to have the thoughts in order to make the podcast.
Correct. Yes. So, indifference in podcasting is the worst quality you can have.
It is. It's no good to have indifference. You need to love something. You need to hate something.
Yeah.
Regardless, you need to have opinions about something. I love how right. we're just like giving the 101 on pod. In case you didn't know, you need to be opinionated.
And that's why I'm not a good podcaster.
Stop it. Stop it. But yeah, we're here covering season 5, episode 17, Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell.
Bow, now. Nailed
it. Who's that song by?
AC/DC, I think.
Really?
If I look this up and I'm right, I'm going to give... Oh my God, it is.
Damn, Jessica Sterling. So
I deserve awards. I deserve awards for that.
Yeah, you do. That was really good. I'm really proud Thank of you.
I do know my classic rock, I will say.
Yeah.
But okay. yeah, this episode, you were right. There is a road trip involved.
Yeah. I mean, how can you have an episode called Highway to Hell without a road trip? At least one.
You need to have a road trip. I love, 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 love a road trip. I feel like I love a road trip, not anywhere near, like half as much as you love a college situation.
So you're saying that you, not that you like to go on road trips, you just like a show that has road trips. Or are you saying that you would like to go on road trips as well?
I don't mind a road trip. I feel like I have to be the driver
right.
on the road trip.
Right.
If I can't be the driver, I'm less happy on the road
then
trip.
Then you're a little sickly.
I'm a little queasy. Yeah. yeah. But anything you need to update the listeners on, Sarah, before we dive in? Any personal anecdotes to share?
I'm really thinking very hard and absolutely not.
Okay.
What do I say?
I don't know.
Do you want to know how many times I've cried in my cry log?
I do.
Okay, let's see.
Please tell me.
Five.
Five times. Wait. Overall for the whole year?
Well, I mean, 2023, yeah.
That feels very low for you. That's yep. an average of one a week.
Yep, it is low for me. So we're dealing with that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I feel like that's strange for you. It feels
What
low.
Are we going to do? I don't know.
Also, on my update, I've podcasted for over 24 hours at this point in the month already. Don't know what that says about me, but here we are.
It's starting to make me feel like we both have things to work on.
I mean, I already knew that, but sure. Yeah, definitely.
And the thing is that it's not like you're slowing down.
I'm ramping up, in fact.
You're ramping up.
This is my, do you remember when we said January's going to be a calm, slow
for you, it
month?
Just meant that, you know, that we're taking a slow month. That doesn't mean that you're taking a slow month.
No, I was supposed to have a slow month. And yet, here we are. It's fine. I'm not complaining. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you're playing The Last of Us.
I am playing The Last of Us. That's been fun. That's been different. I've never podcasted about a game, like a video game before.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Anyway, let's dive in. Let's cover this episode here. Highway to Hell. We start off with Joey walking through the halls, as she does. And here comes Charlie, just... coming out of, like, I feel like this guy comes out of the woodwork every time he's yeah. in an episode, right?
Yeah, he's a termite. He's a termite. Not only for the fact that he never goes away, but also he just creeps through the halls and shows up when you don't want him. He lurks. He shows up when you don't want to see him. He has spiky hair that kind of looks like antennas. He's
what?
A fucking what? Termite.
Antennas?
He's a termite. What can I say? And he says, Joey, you're the most wonderful girl I've ever seen, and you sang once for my band and did a really crappy job, but would you come back and do an even crappier job and go on tour with me? Because my lead singer left me because I haven't paid him, and I'm about to get arrested for tax fraud. That's basically what Charlie says to Joey.
They're getting paid $500 for this gig upstate.
In total? And how many people are in this band? Five?
Five.
All right, that's $100 for a gig.
But that's pretty far to drive. I mean, gas was cheaper back then.
Right. But... who pays for gas here? Well, actually, Pacey paid for gas. So
Pacey, Pacey was the one who was really out. Pacey's the one who really got shafted, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. Now, question. Do you think that there's any way in the world that Joey should have been asked to sing in this band?
No.
It's fucking dumb, right?
Here's the dumbest part.
Yeah.
She sang with them a one single time.
I want you to want me song.
They've never, ever practiced together.
Right.
This is a big leap of faith. And also, I hate to break it to any of you Katie Holmes fans out there. She's not the best singer.
Not the best singer. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what exactly is going on here. And the only thing that I'm coming up with is maybe Katie Holmes in this year of our Lord, 2001, was like, you know what? I think I want to actually be a singer. Like, she wanted to do the pop singer crossover, kind of like how Mandy Moore did it and Hilary Duff did it and other people did it back in the day. You know, like, maybe
I know exactly
she
what
wanted
you mean.
To They're... be yeah. a pop singer. Like, when Paris Hilton made Stars Are Blind, there's no reason why Paris Hilton should have had a record that
Absolutely
went
not.
On the radio. But no. She did, because she was famous. Is there a chance that maybe Katie Holmes was like, I really want to kick off my singing career?
It just feels so weird. And again, I don't know Katie Holmes as like a celebrity very well, but it just feels off to me. Like, she reads as like too like girl next door-y. And I think there's a difference because, Sarah, like you said, like, let's face it, Mandy Moore can fucking sing.
Well, yeah.
That bitch can sing.
Yeah.
And like, Hilary Duff, also decent singer. Not as good as Mandy Moore, but still a decent singer. And then you have Katie Holmes, who, like, yeah, on a karaoke night, sure, why not? On a duet, on occasion, why? Like, great, perfect. As the lead singer of a rock band, no, absolutely not.
You're right. Because the thing is that Joey Potter loves a baby voice. And that's what we get.
And we'll talk through this because we're going to have a lot of Joey singing this episode, but it is a bit ridiculous. And part of it to me feels like Charlie is just into Joey and this is like his excuse to get her with him for like a weekend or whatever. Right.
Because is it not true that Audrey also sang for this band at one point?
Yeah.
So he could have asked Audrey, but no, he has the hots for Joey.
Yeah.
And Joey's single.
And Joey is really like doing the like, oh, well, think about it. Like, I'm flattered. Like, no, she's into it. And he knows she's into it because I feel like he can read her at least well enough. And so she says, like, I'll think about it. Mm-hmm. And so he like walks away and is like all excited about
this. Yeah. He's like, whoopie doopie doo.
Yeah.
Like, he does the Scooby call down the freaking hallway.
It was so strange, right? Like, I heard him do that and I was like, what noise just came out of him?
He's like, Scooby doopie doo.
Yeah.
Down the hallway.
And he says, oh, here's like the set list or whatever. So here's the stuff you need to learn.
On a yellow piece of paper, that legal pad, you know what I mean? You know
yeah
what I mean? That yellow
do you not
piece of paper.
Take Charlie for a legal pad guy.
I think that he's one of those people that just like gets scrap paper and all of his notes for school is just like in random pieces of flyer paper all over the place.
Yeah,
he definitely does not buy notebooks.
You're right, he's not seem like a very diligent note
or
taker at all.
He's always asking his classmates for a piece of their notebook paper.
Yeah. So we leave them and we are suddenly in Joey and Audrey's dorm room. Audrey and Pacey hardcore making out.
Yeah.
Like, aggressively making out.
Yeah. Audrey is on top and taking control.
Audrey does seem like a top.
Look, she knows what she likes. She's going to take control.
I love how Pacey is laying on this like fuzzy pink.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what, like, back pillow, I guess.
It's like one of those husband pillows.
Oh, is that what they call them?
Yeah, I know. And I've tried to look to see what their real name is. And I'm pretty sure it's a husband pillow.
It's the pillow that has arms on it.
Exactly.
That you lean up against.
Like you would a husband.
You lean up against your husband.
And actually, it's pretty good because there's a lot of padding. So if you need to raise the hips, it's not a bad pillow to have.
Sorry. If you need to raise the hips.
Yes. In a compromising position, Jessica.
Okay, I just, for the people who are like, obviously no one can see us right now, the way that Sarah's podcasting right now, her face is completely hidden behind her ginormous microphone. And all she's telling me is, if you need to raise the hips to a compromising position. But it feels like it's one of those, it feels like it's one of those documentaries. They black out the person.
You have to. This is once again.
So this pillow is going under your butt in that case.
Yeah, under your hips.
Then what's the point of the arms?
Well, it's not the main purpose, Jessica. It's supposed to be like a sleeping chair.
Yeah, I mean, I've always looked at it as like you put it on like you put it behind your back in bed for like reading.
Yeah, reading chair.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're hardcore making out, and like Audrey is getting frustrated because they have like nowhere to have sex. Basically, they have to have it in his car, in her dorm room, in a co-ed bathroom, and she says a lady must be courted, Pacey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. She does not want to have rendezvous in back alleys or bathrooms. She would like a bed that is not a twin size, you know, like a twin XL.
Yeah.
She wants him to get an apartment and she wants him to get a king size bed so that they can fit all the people. Well, no, just the two of them and maybe like a dog in there.
Yeah. I think the thing is like Audrey, and you can't blame her. Like her choices are like dorm room where Joey could walk in at any moment and that would be kind of awkward.
Right.
Car. Or like a car. Like is Pacey still sleeping at the restaurant? Like how does he not have an apartment now?
I think he is sleeping at the restaurant. He needs to get an apartment.
Yeah. So she's frustrated, which I can't blame her. Again, if you're looking for a place to like even just to hang out, like you need an apartment. And I do love her saying like, I'm feeling kind of inhibited. And Pacey's like, this is you inhibited.
Exactly. So don't you want to see what it looks like if she's uninhibited.
And so he
I was gonna try again, but you know, go ahead,
try one more time.
No, I don't care.
Okay, fine. So Pacey leaves, and there's like this weird, I don't know if you thought this was strange, but like Pacey's leaving, Joey's coming in, and it just goes Potter, Witter, and then that's it.
It's very strange.
It's so weird.
It's very strange. They are acting, maybe they have to act like they don't know each other so it doesn't hurt. Maybe it hurts so bad.
It's just very weird. I don't know. There's something off. It's off. It's weird. And so it turns out that Charlie called again, and Audrey, and this feels okay. I know I say this like literally every podcast, but I'm gonna keep saying it because I don't care. It feels like this is exactly something you would do where Charlie calls, Audrey answers the phone, and he tells Audrey everything that they're gonna be doing.
Yes.
And and Audrey is just like, you know what? I'm just very engaging on the phone, Joey.
Actually, so I used to say a lot that I am very good at the phone interview. So I always used to say, if you get me on a phone interview, if I'm on the phone, then without a doubt, I'm going to get the job because I am exquisite on a telephone interview process.
I would agree with that. You're very charming, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yeah, I am very, I'm a very good time on the phone. I agree. Enchanting. Aging, or what did she say? Another E word. Endearing.
Endearing. Yeah, she's very endearing. But definitely. She finds out exactly what it is that Charlie wants. He wants to bring her, obviously, to play for this band. And Joey says, it was kind of fun at the bar. And Audrey's like, I was on the verge. It was on the verge of embarrassing. I practically had to drag you off the stage, you media whore.
You're such a media whore. Yes, I thought that was hilarious as well. She really wants Joey to come out as fun Joey.
And this is what we love about Audrey, right? Yes. Like, she wants Joey to have fun. She is the friend who will push you to do something that maybe is slightly outside of your comfort zone, but like, you're going to end up loving it after you do it.
Exactly. And that's why Audrey is just such a breath of fresh air for the Creek Creeps. Yeah. I'm so happy that we have this character, because she really does bring out the fun, and especially Joey, who seriously needs some fun.
She lacks fun a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And she convinces Joey to do it. She says that, you know what? Like, they could have asked me, but they wanted to ask you. Obviously, you're like the talented one here. You have to say yes. And Joey agrees. And then I love how Audrey's very excited, because then she gets to go pick an outfit.
Yeah, she's makeover very excited time. About the outfit. Makeover and time. I also really enjoyed, too, that, like, Audrey is also saying, like, I think Charlie might be hot for you, too. And, like, you know what? That's not a bad thing. And I think Audrey, well, again, we know she is more of a monogamous person than she originally seemed in the beginning. Yeah. I appreciate that she also is very much like, Joey, who gives a single fuck if Charlie is a fuck boy? Like, fuck him and have some fun, you know?
You're not going to marry this man, but at least you can have some fun.
Exactly. So I love that. I really love that about Audrey. And I love how she brings people kind of out of their comfort zone a little bit. So they're going to get ready for this whole trip, which is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And then we have, like, okay. Oh, my God. This is the highway to hell. This is the hell which they speak of in the title. This kills me because not – you know what, 15 episodes ago, mm-hmm. we loved Jen and Dawson. We were very pro Jen and Dawson.
Absolutely.
And suddenly the show is just like, I'm bored. Let's fuck this shit up.
That's exactly it. Because you know what? I don't think that these characters were bored, but I think that the writers were bored. Yes. And then they're like, aren't they boring? Yeah, they're boring. They're definitely boring. Don't you think so, audience?
And I'm like, they have no passion whatsoever. Not even an ounce. Even though we felt that heat the night they had the sex.
I don't like the show telling me that they don't have passion and they have no reason to be together besides that they're in the right place at the right time. Because I got to say something to you, producers. I liked them.
I did too. And also, I really hate that they're doing this to Jen, because it makes me, again, I'm not upset that I'm sympathizing with Dawson, more so that if they're going to break them up, don't make Jen look like an asshole in the process.
But that's what they always do. Jen,
it's always the woman.
It's always the woman, but also Jen's always the person that takes the fall.
Yep. In the situation. She always gets the shaft. Always.
I don't know why they not keep doing that to Michelle Williams.
Me neither. She's just the best. So they're like, they're talking about, like, she's getting dressed. So Jen is trying to figure out what to wear to Dawson's, to Lily's, like, 1-year-old.
And she only
party.
Chooses the ugliest shit in the world.
She really is wearing some ugly outfits. So Jen is like having a hard time finding what to wear, and Grants, with the entrance of the sentry into a room, knocks, walks in anyway with her eyes closed. And she's like, I hope you're decent. I've already entered the room. And she opens her eyes and she's like,
are you fucking in there?
She's just like, oh, you're not fucking. Okay, great. I'm like, Jennifer, why would you enter the room?
Decent.
Have you climaxed yet, Jennifer?
I was waiting for the moon.
It did not happen.
Oh, Dawson, you're rubbing the gifts. Thank you, young chap. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so she anticipates that they're hooking up.
And they're not.
And then it gets awkward because they are both upset that they got caught not hooking up.
Yeah, they both are like, wow, we feel so old and boring because we weren't fucking for my grandmother.
Well, then when is there going to be time to wrap the presents? Sometimes you need to wrap the presents.
It just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. And so then, and here's the thing. The reason Grams comes into the room in the first place is because Joey is waiting for them outside. Okay, great. Yeah. Now, then we get to the point where they're like, oh man, like, wow, we feel very dull. And Dawson's like, you know what? We could like fuck right now. And Jen's like, oh, I just got dressed. I'm not really like in the mood.
Yeah.
And so Dawson says, yeah, Dawson says, okay, like a good boyfriend, like a good boyfriend does when you say I'm not in the mood. And then Jen gets fucking pissed about it.
And she's like,
it.
You didn't want to, you didn't try very hard. That must mean that you don't really want me. It's like, no, motherfucker. Easy. You just said no. So I was listening to you.
Yeah.
And then also you've been cranky. So like, you know what? Now that you say that, I'm not really in the mood either. And then he starts to leave. And then she says under her breath, smartass.
Yeah. And he goes, are you okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm fine.
But like, he could have come in and been like, what did you fucking say to me?
I would be pissed. I would fucking slam that door. I wouldn't slam the door, but I would open that door back up and be like, excuse me, motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, he could have done that. Instead, he's like, okay, seriously, are you okay?
Because he's the sweetest.
Because he's a good
boyfriend.
How are
we defending Dawson 5 seasons? We are. We're defending Dawson season 5. Here we are. This is what we're made of.
We have been. You know, ever since the boat incident, he's really turned it around.
He really has. Also, I don't know if this hair on him is working for me, but it kind of is.
I don't know. It's just a blonde mop. I don't even pay attention.
Meanwhile,
to it
Jen's
anymore.
Hair is continuously not working for me, but it's fine. So Joey is here because she's saying like, oh, I'm going upstate. Like, I can't come to this 1-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah, disrespectful. Because you know what? You made an obligation, Joey. You can't just ditch the birthday party.
She can. It's a 1-year-old's birthday party. Who gives a single fucking fuck about a 1-year-old's birthday party? I'm so sorry if you have a child and it's turning one, but this is the baby's brother's best friend. Who gives a fuck? And she even brought a present, and it was really nicely wrapped.
It was. That was quality wrapping paper.
And it had a really nice ribbon. I knew you'd appreciate it.
Yes. And it had a little bit of like flower, like flowers in it.
A sprig in it. Yep.
A sprig of something. A sprig of like a baby's breath just for the baby Lily.
Yeah. But Dawson like totally understands. He's like a little surprised that she's going somewhere with Charlie, but she understands.
Yeah, because he's a normal, level-headed human being. Yeah. Okay. This is my favorite scene.
Oh, great. Okay.
Favorite scene. So Jen and Jack are doing their whole like morning breakfast routine, and Jen's like, what's up with this orange juice? Like, it's different. And then Jack's like, I don't know, like it has like less pulp instead
yeah,
of like
some
a shit
pulp
ton of-
instead of tons of pulp.
And then she's just like, oh, like she's all like agitated. And then he's just sitting here eating his cereal, and then he's like, she out of nowhere says, I think I'm gonna break up with Dawson. And he does like the best spit take.
He spits his cereal back into his bowl.
I laughed a hearty laugh.
I also
that.
Like, okay, is this just me? I don't know, maybe this is just me. There's no way I would bring this up to Jack knowing I don't have time to have a full-blown conversation about it.
Well,
like Dawson walks into the room 2 fucking seconds later, Jen.
Well, I think that's why Jack was like so like what about this, because it was so cavalier how she said it, and then it was like out of nowhere, and then Dawson walks in, and then there's like no time. And I think that's why Jack is like, what the fuck, man? I'm just supposed to have a good day. I just want to go to this kid's birthday. I want to get some cake. No drama. Jack's like, why do I do this? Why do I live here? Jack's like thinking, like, you know what? I could have moved anywhere in this country.
And then, truly, I think he's like, I don't want to be a part of this fucking drama. And of course, that's when Dawson walks in. And so him and Jen, it's like the whole fucking parade of people. We got Grams, we got Jack, we got Jen and Dawson are all going back to Cape Side. And there's this big party. There's flowers everywhere. There are not flowers, balloons. There's those like paper streamers.
Yeah. I just love balloons. I was thinking, randomly the other day, you know how, like, I don't like much?
You really, it's hard to please you sometimes, yeah.
But I really do think I like balloons. I think, like, balloons are on my good list.
Do you have a specific type of balloon? Like, is it one of those, like, Nylar balloons? Or do you just like any balloon? Any balloon will do.
I think I like all balloons.
You know what balloons I really like?
What?
The balloon within a balloon.
I love that.
And when the balloon inside the balloon has like the little like.
Little balloons.
No.
you're talking about
confetti.
I'm so
sorry. I really can't. But like your face when I wish I had that, like your face lit up when you were like little balloons. Like it was like the best fucking thing on planet Earth. That's a balloon within a balloon with little balloons in it.
I really want to see that.
No, I think those do definitely exist.
Confetti?
No, I was saying confetti. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think when we went to, okay, this is a sidetrack tangent, but whatever the fuck, who cares? We're talking about balloons. When we were in Florida, our niece, all she wanted was one of those like Disney balloons.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find them anywhere. We went to dinner in Disney Springs that night and we finally found a guy selling balloons and we got her one that was like a regular balloon. Inside that was a Mickey balloon and it had a light up thing. So wow. It lit up. Fucking $18 for a balloon.
Worth it though?
She was pleased. So it was worth it. But yeah, a balloon is a birthday classic. And I feel like they've only gotten elevated over time. Like there's those ones now. I think you bought one that has like you blow up with a stick. It's like a Nylar one and you blow it up with a stick and it's like gold and you could buy one that says baby. You could buy one that says like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 There's all these balloons, balloon art, balloon arches. Very pro
people
balloon.
Love a balloon arch now.
Yeah, I'm very pro balloon. They just make me happy. But you know who's not happy? Dawson. Because just when we're saying hi to Gail, guess who comes along? I don't know who he is, but Nathan. He's a man.
Nathan. He is her friend, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a daughter, Haley. And so everyone gets all introduced and everything. It's a little staring at
Nathan
awkward.
Like he has the plague. How dare a man come to this party?
Who are you?
How dare a male friend come?
Not allowed.
It looks like he is like wearing like a red A, like the scandal that this man came to the party with his child, who is like I don't know, a year old also.
Yeah.
And also Dawson only decides to introduce Jen. Everybody else is shit.
Everyone else gets fucked.
Yeah. Nobody else matters.
One of my favorite Jack moment of the entire episode is everyone leaves to go inside and Jack turns to Jen and is like, you can't dump him now.
Yeah. Because I laughed at that too. Cause he's like, well, he just introduced you as the girlfriend. So
yeah,
can't dump him now. Jack and Jen are going to go pick up the cake because Gail forgot to pick up the cake
for her own child's birthday.
You were too focused on the balloon art because
there's too many balloons.
There's too many balloons. So, and in the background, there's a bunch of kids playing with the balloons.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is a lot of balloons.
There's a lot of, there are balloons everywhere all over this place.
Well, you know,
they're going to go pick up the cake because Gail forgot.
And also Jack wants to talk about this.
Why wouldn't he? Breakup. Why wouldn't he?
That was the move. That was the move. Get Jen on her own, go on a trip, just the two of you, get the tea, get the deets, and let's go.
Yeah. So Audrey is being such a good friend. She's convincing her boyfriend, listen, you gotta drive us. It's only a couple hours. You're gonna be with a couple of hotties. And Pacey hates Charlie, so he's like not into it. Because he's like, listen, he's like, this guy isn't even a creep. Why are we inviting him?
The initiation process to get in to the Creek Creeps is so, so rigorous.
It's very rigorous
to get in. And it's shocking that Audrey actually did get within the circle. It took a little bit. Like it's a 6-part initiation process.
Yeah.
And Pacey does not want Charlie in the car because he's not a creep. And also Charlie overslept and is forcing them to drive him because he missed the bus.
He overslept. I love Joey's idea of maybe they were trying to tell you something.
They want to kick you out of the band, actually.
Yeah. And so so Charlie's just like, oh, great. Awesome. And Joey like apologizes. And Pacey is very upset that they're going to have to drive this asshole. But you know what? Here we go. Everyone in the car. We're taking off. Great. And of course, we have to get Charlie implying to Joey like, oh, this is a nice back seat, baby. Want to make out?
It's wide. It has tons of room. It has condom wrappers from Audrey and Pacey. Mm-hmm. It's very comfortable.
Yeah. So they're driving and it's going swimmingly. Charlie, of course, is hitting on Joey. Pacey is getting very annoyed about Charlie because Charlie is just like
making fun of his driving.
Yeah, he says, "Oh, you gotta, can you get there a little faster? Like, we're already behind." And this is pissing off Pacey a lot. Because he's like doing Charlie a favor. I don't really blame Pacey. But I also think there's a little bit more, to it, I think.
I mean, yeah, and we're trying to, I don't know, the reason that he gives later, we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. I am not buying what he's selling.
Me neither, baby.
Woohoo!
Hey.
Yeah, so basically, Pacey and Charlie decide that they want to go on a bro-off and fight outside.
We got to talk to the breakup
I'm sorry. I'm just,
I know,
so
we got, because I can't wait to talk about that.
Okay, fine. All right. So everybody's agitated in the car. Who cares? Now we're back at the birthday party. With the, guess what's on the cake?
Balloons.
The theme of this party is balloons.
That's the whole, you know what? Not a bad theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jack's questioning. I don't know why he couldn't question her in the car, but they had to.
Because Oh, yeah. They had to wait till they're back near Dawson to talk about the breakup.
Okay. So this is the thing. Okay. All right, Jen, we're in the car. I'm driving to the cake place. And she's like, okay, like, let me tell you. No. Don't talk about it yet. We're going to sit here in silence. And then they pick up the cake and they drive back and they're like, okay, so like, can you tell me now? No. We got to wait. So like, they wait until all the way that they're back to the party to talk about this. And then he's like, okay, so what's up with you and Dawson? Is it getting old? And she's like, oh, like, kinda, like, it's just like sweet and boring. And like, I don't know if we're passionate about each other. And like, everything's just coming into focus, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, she's saying they jumped too quick into it. And she feels as though, because everybody was saying that, oh, like, oh, it's meant to be, and you guys were meant to be together, and like the universe aligned, that they kind of bought into it. But basically, the long and the short of it is Dawson's safe, and does she feel like they really should be together? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like she's basically saying, like, oh, there's like no passion, we jumped mm-hmm. into it too quickly, and now like I don't know what to do. And Jack is being sensible and saying you should talk to Dawson about this.
Yeah.
That's the sensible thing to do. But poor Dawson instead is having small talk with Nathan, who is so obviously her mom's new boyfriend or his mom's new boyfriend. And this guy is trying so hard. He's like, oh, I did a little bit of film in Amherst. Hey, what about that Matrix, Dawson?
Yeah. Oh, like those cool new visual effects. He's trying, and Dawson's really not having any of it. He does not like the fact that he's trying to entertain this guy. I think that he's getting the vibes. It's pretty awkward, and I don't necessarily blame Dawson. I think that this is quite a surprise to just come home to, but it's an uncomfortable situation. If I was him, I would just want to get out of the situation as well.
I agree with you. I think that a heads up from Gail would have been in order.
Exactly.
That it's very jarring to suddenly come home and be like, oh shit, like there's a new man in my mom's life and in my sister's life and I didn't even know him. Especially, yeah. I think Nathan does a terrible job. Like, yeah, he's trying to make small talk and it's a little awkward for him. I feel like he does a terrible job when he picks up Lily, because that, like, to me, signals a level of intimacy with like the family in general. Like, this baby is familiar enough with me.
Yes.
That, like, I can pick up the baby. The baby exactly. won't cry. She's comfortable with me.
Exactly. I don't want to be rude, but okay. So you know the emoji, like the thing where you put like the big brown eye and then the lips and then the big brown eye?
Yeah.
That's that baby. I don't want to be rude, but it's true.
I also think this baby looks nothing like the last baby they used.
No, they're no. It's like they just picked up. Oh, like this baby will do. Any baby will do.
Any baby will do. I also didn't remember if this was his baby or baby Lily, and then I kind of figured it out from context clues. I think that
the other baby looked more like a Leary than this.
Well,
baby.
She is blonde, but baby Lily was always a brunette. No,
she was. She had like very dark hair.
Yeah.
Dark as yeah. night. Remember?
Yes. So yeah, it's awkward. Dawson like leaves the situation immediately. He looks very uncomfortable. And so, yeah, so then we're back in the car and now we can talk through the Pacey versus Charlie situation.
Yeah. So basically I think that he says that he's driving like a chick or something like that.
He calls him like a grandma or something. Yeah, he says, if you want me to drive like a granny, hey, I can hop up front, all right. And this is when Pacey pulls over and is getting very annoyed. And Charlie says, you're being ridiculous. And it's just like, again, I felt like this tension was kind of has kind of been brewing. And so they start like doing the whole like, oh, bro, oh, yeah, bro, bro, bro. And they like do the like the pushing, shoving.
Yeah, they're pushing thing. Each other.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. And the girls are not even trying to stop it. They're honestly laughing about it in the background.
Yeah. They both are kind of like, I love this because they're both looking at each other like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, really, bitch? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They're like, are we really going to do this? This is such a waste of time. Also,
especially Audrey when she says, listen, you guys are both very masculine and the girls are impressed.
Yes. It's like, oh yes. Cavemen impressed. Nice girls.
Yeah.
Hot men. Yes. Laugh, laugh.
Yeah. And so this is when Audrey decides to take matters into her own hands, quite literally, and pulls Pacey off into the woods.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you would think it's just for a nice little pep talk. Oh, no, 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 no.
No talking. No. No talking at all.
No talking.
Yeah.
Because never mind.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Joey gets into it with Charlie. Also, we talk about the fact that I feel like it was very obvious to me that they were like, let's put a very short shirt on Chad Michael Murray so that when he like leans over, we could see the like midriff with the but Joe Boxer boxers.
Did. This is so Abercrombie and Hollister.
It is.
That's what
it
they is. Did. They like the pants were so low and the shirts were so high because you wanted to see the V and a little bit of abs.
Yes, the V is very important.
Is so important. How else are you going to get the bag from Hollister and then cut it up and then paste it on your wall if there's no V?
Oh my God, I forgot people did that.
Of course we did.
Oh God, what a memory. What a memory. Of course,
yeah. That's why you went to Hollister. I mean, like you probably couldn't afford it, but what you did do is buy like a $25 shirt so that you can get the paper bag so that you can make a poster for your room.
Can I tell you that I never bought something from Hollister before?
Well, because you are smart.
I thought you were going to be like, because you were not cool.
No. I bought some from Hollister, but I was never really able to pull it off.
Yeah.
So I should
always bought like very cheap crap for like the price. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. But like it was kind of like I felt like I had to get it if I wanted to be remotely cool. But yeah. It never really worked for me.
Yeah. Now I have a question for you. In this scene, is Joey flirting with Charlie?
She's doing the thing where, like, you are so lame. Like, I don't even want to, like, look at you right now. But
yeah,
there's, like, flirty vibes, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it feels a little, like, a tad flirty. A hair flirty.
Yeah.
But before they even get, like, too flirty, like, very, very, very quickly, Audrey and Pacey are back and they're like very disheveled looking.
Oh my God. Yeah. She like sticks in her hair.
Pacey has this like swagger.
Yeah.
This he
got
so
a blowjob in the forest.
A good old BJ for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Look at him. Lucky guy.
Yeah.
Just got to let go of that pent up frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Only the manliest of men get blowjobs in the forest. Right? That's why you go camping.
That's why you go camping, to get blowjobs in the forest?
That's what I've heard.
I don't think you're talking to the right people who go camping.
Dude, if you go camping, if you're not doing it, then what's even the point?
Eating and drinking and playing games and, you know.
No, you gotta go there for the blowjobs.
Just for the blowjobs.
Yeah, if you're not doing it, then what's even the point? The truth is like, I've never even been in a forest.
This is not a surprise at all.
Ticks. I'm afraid of ticks.
I don't like ticks either, but I feel like they're a little bit overblown depending on where you're going. Overblown ticks.
Good one.
Thank you. No, ticks are bad, but like, I just feel like they're not as big of a deal as people make them out to be. Because you're really going to get them if you go in like the brush. Just stay out of the brush.
I don't know. People go hiking and they get ticks.
Stay out of the brush.
I don't get it.
But anyway, then we come back to this conversation between Jen and Dawson, where Dawson is talking about how like freaked out he is. He like wasn't expecting his mom would be dating. And Jen is trying to say, like, you should prepare yourself. Like, you have to be prepared for this type of thing. And Dawson is, I feel like Jen is doing a terrible job here.
Oh, this pisses me off so bad.
Yeah, all Dawson wants is someone to, like, vent to. And he's saying, like, I'm shocked, I'm angry. And Jen is being very, like, passive about this. Mm-hmm. Like, very, like, oh, go talk to your mom about it if you're that upset. And I'm just like, Dawson, Jen, he just wants someone to, like, vent to right now. And I don't think you're doing a very good job.
That, and I think that she's, like, not taking his feelings into consideration at all. Like, she's kind of acting like what he's saying is unreasonable. His dad just died, like, 6 months ago. There is no right or wrong answer about when you should be able to start dating again.
But well, yeah, I was just going to ask, how many Creek Weeks has it been? Did he say here?
I think that baby Lily was kind of like...
Oh, right. She's a year old now.
She's a year old now. I think that she, when Mitch died, was like 3 or 4 months old. So...
Oh, it's been that long? I don't know why I was thinking it hadn't been that long, but it's probably been at least a few months, at least 6 months, I would say.
I think. So yeah. I just think that, like, it's not – so, like, as you know, like, my mom, like, my dad passed away when I was 19, just turned 19. And I do remember, like, when he first died, the thought of my mom dating somebody else – really upset me. I remember even saying to my mom at one point, when it was kind of new, that like, I don't want her to ever marry again. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's because of two things. Number one, I was young, and number two, I couldn't fathom my mom dating somebody else. And then eventually, and it was so soon,
of course,
and then eventually you kind of you want your parent to be happy. You don't want them to be alone. You don't want them to feel like they have nobody in the world. So you kind of get over it. And now my mom's been dating somebody for like more than a year, and I couldn't be happier. But I think that it's just when you're young and when it's so soon, the thought of your parent dating somebody else, it just like, oh, you just like you couldn't imagine, like it's just the worst thing ever. And like there's like the loyalty, and it's like you're moving on so soon. So like I think that Dawson has the right to be in his feels at this moment, and Jen is just disregarding what he's feeling and kind of just being like, go talk to your mom, or like, you know, she has to get over it at some point, or move on at some point. And I just, like, am so frustrated by, you know, her lack of support. And I think it's because, like, she maybe wanted to use this time to talk about her relationship with him. And, I don't know, break up with him. Maybe not the birthday party. that's not very balloon friendly, but
yeah, that's not cool with the balloons, everyone. Not cool. No, I agree with you. I feel like she's in her own head about like other shit of like, how am I going to break up with him? Blah, blah, blah.
When he's upset about something.
When he's upset about something. And even honestly, like, I feel like she should be a little bit more just like thoughtful about it right now. Like, obviously this isn't the moment, Jen. Like, even just as a friend, he needs you right now, and I think that you're a little too preoccupied with trying to break up with him. Yeah. So much so that like you're doing a terrible job at even just being a good friend to the guy. Because exactly. Let's be real, like, even if they break up, I feel like she still wants to maintain the friendship, because in her mind it's like, oh, the passion isn't there, which whatever the fuck, you know, who cares,
right?
Yep. But yeah. Yeah,
it's very frustrating. That conversation doesn't really go well, and she decides that she's leaving and wants to go walk with Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So she's just like, I'm painting myself into a corner here, and she's just like, I don't know, I'm gonna say something I'm gonna regret, I'm gonna go. And it's just like, I feel like very obviously she's gonna break up with him. Like, I feel like he's older now, so he should be wise enough to know that like that's a bad sign.
You would think so. I think that he does see the writing on the wall, but gosh, what is Jack even doing at this party? I swear he should have just stayed home.
I feel like he got truly like roped into going to this, because I don't know how. Maybe Jen was like, please, you have to come with me. It's going to be so awkward when I try to break up with him. Please,
you're the buffer. Yeah. He's the buffer.
He is the buffer. So then we're at the actual drunk and the dead bar is the name of this bar.
I don't want to go here. It's kind of like a motorcycle bar.
It feels like a dive bar.
A dive bar. It's like kind of like
biker bar, dive bar.
Biker bar, yeah. So they go in and Joey's already like, ooh, this is not the vibes that I anticipated.
No, not at all. And I feel like none of us were kind of anticipating this. Like, I felt like he was going to play it like a college bar. Like, that's the type of band that you think this is. You know what I mean?
You would think. Yeah. I don't know. Like, they just play covers of popular 90s songs. Like, I don't know why they're going in. It's not like they're like an original rock band.
No.
They're like a cover band. They're like a college band.
This doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know why this is the place we're playing at, but you know what?
Here we are.
So Joey is just like not sure about it, but they're like, oh, we don't have any time to rehearse, so this is it.
So you better get over it.
But you know what? Audrey is the freaking best, and she's just like, come on, Joey, I'll help you. Like, I'm your stylist, I'm gonna get you ready. There's a girl in the back doing tattoos for $10. We're gonna get you toughened up.
What a good deal.
Yeah. And so Audrey decided, like, the best way to make Joey look like a rocker chick, mascara. That's it. Mascara.
Yes. Mascara is kind of the makeup item of the week this week. There's been like a lot of TikTok drama about mascara.
Okay, now I need to know more.
Okay,
what is the TikTok drama about mascara?
Okay, so there's this beauty influencer named Michaela, and she's this girl from Boston, and she's like a very prominent TikTok makeup guru, and she got a paid ad to promote the new L'Oreal telescopic something something mascara, and basically what happened was that she was like, this mascara is like the best thing in the world. I don't know what's going to top it. And she like does a swipe, and then she does like another swipe. And next thing you know, like, she's wearing like falsies, but she's claiming it's her actual eyelashes.
Oh,
and
my
then people are
gosh.
Like, Michaela, you're wearing falsies in the ad. And she's doubling down and saying that she's not wearing falsies. So like people were like investigating and like zooming in and like making circles around her eyelashes, a separation between falsies and her regular lashes. And it's like the biggest controversy. And then guess who decided to come out of the woodwork and be like, you lying bitch.
Was it Tati?
No.
Was it close. James Charles?
No, but well, actually, James Charles did try on the was mascara. It,
don't tell me. Don't tell me. Okay, her name starts with a J. No. I have her makeup palette. I wish I remembered her name.
No.
Just Jeffrey tell me. She's a YouTuber, right? She's a YouTuber?
No. Well, Jeffree Star.
Oh. Well, his name does start with a J, but that's
exactly. I thought you were going somewhere with this.
No, I was thinking of the girl who was on YouTube forever. She put out a lot of makeup.
Jaclyn Hill.
Yes, and her name also starts with a J.
Yeah.
I'm really on the ball.
I mean,
tonight.
You're pretty much all like in there. Oh, people were really mad at Jaclyn Hill recently.
What did she do?
So she found a cat and decided to adopt the cat.
I'm so sorry. The story starts that she found a cat.
Yeah, she found a cat and decided to keep the cat. And then there was this girl who was like, That's my cat. And then she was like, the girl was like, that's my cat. You're stealing my cat. It has a microchip. So then Jaclyn Hill brought the cat back to the vet who had already scanned the microchip and like it didn't have a microchip. And then she scanned the microchip and they were checking for a microchip at the vet and it still didn't have a microchip. So she's like, this cat does not have a microchip. It's not your cat. Or I mean, allegedly, I don't know whose cat it is. They were really mad at her because they were like, you're a cat stealer.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Charlie comes in, whatever. He says, oh, you're looking so nice. And Joey gets super smiley about it, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, he said, you look gorgeous, which is much better than really nice and much better than pretty. And it's even better than beautiful.
Wait, nope. Gorgeous is better than beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
I don't know. What I feel like
better than beautiful.
Gorgeous to me feels a little more sleazy.
Really?
Like, hey, gorgeous, you look a nice tuts. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't feel that way. Sarah's
reaction. I don't know. It's like, oh, you're looking gorgeous, doll.
Okay. I mean, when you say it with that voice, it's like, yeah, you look beautiful, darling.
That's how it, okay, but yeah, okay, I guess so.
It's like just how you're saying it. Like, maybe. You look so gorgeous. You know?
Now say the other one.
You look so beautiful.
See, I think beautiful sounds nicer.
Ah,
now I need to know. How do people tier rank?
We can't even do a poll because we're doing another poll.
We can't do the poll until after the other poll. But nice is definitely on the bottom. Where is pretty? Is pretty below nice?
No. I think
pretty is above nice.
Pretty is above nice.
Fine. It goes fine at the bottom.
Yeah.
Then nice. Then pretty.
I hate when people say you look nice. I want somebody to be like, you look spectacular.
You look like the fucking bomb, biatch.
You look like God's gift to this earth.
Really? You want me to say that to you?
I mean, I currently don't, so don't lie to me.
You look heavenly. No? Creepy?
You look stunning.
Ooh, stunning is a good one. Where does stunning fall on the list? Stunning is above beautiful.
I think is above beautiful.
But is it below gorgeous?
I think so. I don't know.
Stunning might be the
drop
top.
Dead gorgeous.
Ooh, that's the top. You've reached the top when you
that's as far as you can go.
You look drop dead gorgeous. Stunning.
Stunning.
And you have
what
to
about
do
sexy. Three- Would you rather be called sexy or stunning?
Stunning.
Yeah, because that is like you are so bright that you blind me with your beauty.
That is what I want people to say to me all the time now.
Will? William?
Where is he? this is right. So then Audrey is noticing something.
Oh, wait, the screenshot that I have Audrey on right now. Oh, stupid hardware acceleration, because this is the best screenshot I've ever seen. Stupid.
So she gets her all dolled up and they go out and Pacey is being a mom, and I love how Audrey calls him out on it. She's like, what is your fucking problem? And he's like, listen, I go to these dive bars occasionally, but I don't bring my friends here. And I'm like, Pacey, be a little fun, come on.
Pacey is definitely concerned about Joey in this bar.
100,000 very concerned.
He doesn't like all these men watching her. He doesn't like all these people around her. He doesn't like Charlie next to her. So yeah. I don't know. His mouth is saying Audrey this, Audrey that, but his eyes mm-hmm. are screaming wall.
And as the people have said,
yes,
we know the sign of Pacey liking a woman yeah. is that he calls them by their last name.
Correct.
What the fuck is Audrey's? We talked about this last
Liddell.
Time.
Liddell.
Regardless, he's not calling her it. That's all I got to say about that.
That's what I got to say, too.
Joey goes on stage and the audience immediately boos her.
Yeah, they're like heckling her. It's like, boo, you look tall.
It's boo! Like, boo, your white t-shirt sucks.
You didn't even start singing the second you got up there. Yeah. You suck.
Boo, we're tired of waiting. Boo.
It's like, ma'am, excuse me, but we have to start the background music first. It's not like they started trying to play and she just stood there. Well, eventually she did, but
it was honestly kind of hard to even like hear what she was singing because they were booing so loudly.
The louder you boo, the more manly you are.
That's proven fact.
Proven fact. We're back at Gail's where mm-hmm. there is more balloons. I spot balloons. 9 balloons in this shot. Oh, nope. There's more back there. 11 balloons. The limit does not exist with the balloons, but we're about to open Joey's present.
Yeah, we have to open Joey's present. And so Jocelyn starts telling Gail about like, oh, like apparently I'm against moving on, but now I'm not sure when I'm looking at Lily. Mm-hmm. And Gail says, sometimes choosing a new direction in life isn't always something that requires a list. You just feel different. You don't even mean to, but the choice comes down to moving on or trying to fit into the shell of your former self. I guess it depends on what you can live with. So Gail does say like, oh, it's hard to like, it's hard. It was hard not having Joey here. And I'm just like, bitch, like calm down. She has a life.
Yeah. You didn't even think about Joey the entire time.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. But Gail, I thought it was weird that like Gail doesn't even like bring it up until Dawson does. And all Dawson says is, hey, mom. And Gail immediately knows like what he's going to ask. And she says, I know I should have told you, but I didn't know what to tell. And he said, oh, I was just going to say like it was nice meeting your friend. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't know. And I'm not judging Gail for dating. That's not where I'm like coming from. Cause again, it all depends on how you feel. And like, there's no right or wrong answer there. But in terms of telling your son or your child, I feel like she could have maybe at least given him a heads up.
A heads up would have been nice.
I just think like it's so jarring for him, especially maybe you'll tell me differently, but like, I also feel like it's a little awkward because it's also like his childhood home. And I think, okay, this is going to sound like a really bad comparison, but it's almost like when a dog has its territory and you like mm-hmm. bring another dog onto its territory and it feels like very defensive.
Right.
I feel like Dawson is more apt to dislike this new guy because Gail is introducing them at Dawson's like house Dawson's where home, his dad was
where
like
his dad was, and there's still pictures of him exactly. all over the place, and like he's like picturing them like bringing yeah. this dude into like her house, like their house, like up to like their old bed. Like I get it that could be a little weird. Neutral territory could have been best. I think that you were right. Like the weirdest part for me was like that gave me the ick was when he picked up Lily and it was like Lily was like literally seeing him as dad. Like that yeah. would have stung for me. Yeah. I wouldn't have enjoyed that aspect of it. I see what Gail's saying. Like she didn't want to make it a big deal because it's not really taking off at this point. So it's like, what am I going to say? I'm going to call you. I'm like, there's this like man friend that I've been like hanging out with, but it's not anything, but it's kind of something. Like I can yeah. understand like the awkwardness of it. I guess in a better world he would have wound up meeting Richard or whatever his face is when they were more established. And then, like, she would have actually had something to say. But whatever. Yeah. I mean, it stinks with the situation. And I think that Dawson is a really good son. And is just like, I'm happy that you're trying to live.
Yeah, I have to give credit to Dawson. I think this isn't even like, this is the same day. Like, he has not had a lot of time to sit with this right. change, with this information. And I found it very impressive that he didn't blow up at his mom, right? Like, I think he is still only like 18 or 19. This is very young. I feel like we're all still very much growing and learning at that point. And also, like, our emotions and our hormones are still kind of a little out of whack. And so I'm shocked and impressed that he had the maturity to have that, the conversation with his mom the way he did.
I totally agree.
God, yeah. Give him the credit.
I don't think that I would have reacted as well as he did. So Dawson decides to open up baby Lily's birthday gift from Joey, which is kind of rude because she's 1 year old and she can open up gifts, but whatever. And Joey has given a scrapbook of drawings that she has drawn of baby Lily and the creek and their family. It's a very sentimental and sweet gift.
It is. Like, I'm not kidding, Sarah. I was like, I don't even know. I just thought this whole thing was so beautiful.
Yeah.
It was one of the best. Like, it was such a beautiful gift. And the fact that it was all of the important things, like the creek itself, like the family, like a drawing of the family, like Mitch being involved in it. Like, I thought it was so thoughtful and, like, not only took time, but, like, energy and thoughtful. It just, like, it was
a very, very thoughtful and kind.
And that is
gift.
Something that, like, a 1 year old now can't appreciate, but, like, years and years and years down the line when she still has that. Like, I would even consider, like, removing some of those and framing them and, like, hanging them up, I think. Yeah. Like,
preserving them in some capacity. And it was in, like, a beautiful – the book that was in was beautiful, too. It was a really special gift. And I think that it's something that, like, that Dawson really appreciated. And I think that it's a keepsake that would hopefully be with them until the end. Because it is very hard. Like, baby Lily is, like, not going to remember Mitch. And it's just, like, this is going to be, like, a really sentimental, nice thing for her to have.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was really, really nice of Joey to give baby Lily something so thoughtful. Like, this was even when it wasn't a gift for Dawson. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't have to go so above and beyond. But I felt like it is something that is going to be very, like, treasured throughout Lily's life. So I really, really loved this moment. I don't know. I just really, like, I didn't expect it to hit me like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know this about me. Like, I love giving gifts. Like, I really love finding something that is, like, perfect for the person that you're giving it to. And so I just get very impressed when someone can, like, do something in that. And I just think, like, this, it also, it serves to remind us that, like, you know what, Joey's an artist, like, because we kind of forgot, right? Like, it has been a very long time.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while since we remembered. And once again, the drawings are actually good. I know
they're very good.
We've also made fun of Joey's drawing in the past, but
better than Chocolate Milk Dick Jack.
Yeah, this one was really good. It was really, really a beautiful drawing. So, I don't know. I just feel like Joey should just go focus on her art instead of her singing.
I mean, let's get to that because we're back in the bar.
She's frozen shut.
Yeah, and PC says it's kind of like watching figure skaters fail. And so Charlie comes over and, like, whispers something into her ear. Mm-hmm. And then he starts singing.
What do you think he said? I'm going to squeeze your butt tonight.
Let's make it a duet, baby.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, right? And so then Joey's getting into it, and she she does this like thrusty dance.
That is Joey's specialty. She swings those dance. Hips all over the place.
Yeah,
it's Shakira's hips don't lie.
It's so cheesy. And so they're singing like I Hate Myself for Loving You, and like the way they dance is like she like they're kind of standing in like prime grind position.
Yeah.
And she's just like she's trying so hard to be like a rocker chick when she like just isn't.
Okay, and like the voice that she's singing with can only be described as like baby voice. It's like I can't help but loving you.
Oh, it so is. It's so cringy.
I want to make out with you.
It's so weird, but you know what? All the biker bros love it.
Biker bros really love me. It's awful.
It's so stupid. Joey even does a part where she like flops her hair around. Apparently, everyone loves this. It's like literally minutes of this.
Does it gross you out that these like grown men biker chicks are only like raging hard and loving it because she's speaking in a baby voice? That's really pedo.
Yeah
disgusting. Yeah, and they're her and Charlie are like grinding butts.
I hate myself for loving you. It's gross. It's weird. I don't like it.
So this is probably my least favorite Joey singing moment.
Really? Is it it's worse than the other two?
Okay, I did not hate her singing I Want You to Want Me.
Okay, that's fair. That one is better, I think, than this one.
I think that this is worse than I Dream a Dream.
I don't know. That one is I think the singing in that one, because it's like a cappella or whatever, is worse.
It's supposed to be really good, and it's like the fact that it's like a big song.
It's really bad.
That one didn't have her this little like,
this is cringe.
I really like to sing. It's so bad.
You're right. You might be right. I need to know. Listeners, send us in which one, which is the worst. Which is the worst singing. But then we go outside, and Pacey is still such a grouch. He's just
but
like,
he
ugh.
Always is. It reminds me of when they were at the rave, and he was like sulking on the couch. He was like, Joey, I just want to go home.
You're right. Ever since he really became monogamous, he's quite the homebody.
Yeah, fucking.
And we thought that like Audrey would like bring him back out of like his shell, but yeah, I don't know.
Taurus, because he is so mad that Joey is talking to these randos.
It's the opposite. I guess that's true, but he's annoyed that Charlie's getting so much attention from all these women. But I think
it's twofold.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So he's saying that he hates it here because he hates Charlie so much because Charlie is such a dick, and he hated the fact when they were working on the movie together, he got to be all over Audrey, and I like Audrey's buying it, and I think like we're supposed to buy it too, but I just like don't see how it's possible that he's not a little bit bothered that Joey. Okay, well, I guess like the thing is like if the show actually remembered that him and Joey went out, then that's what he would be thinking, but who really knows?
Well, that's the thing. So right, so his reasoning is like, oh, Charlie's around, and he would, and anytime I see you and him around each other, it drives me crazy because I had to watch you and him make out a ton of times for the movie. Sure. And I'm just like, I don't think that's correct, because let's be real. We could count on one hand how many times Charlie and Audrey have spoken to each other this entire episode. Like, it doesn't track for me at all. And so Audrey, in pure Audrey fashion, is like, you know what? Instead of like, let's go home for the night, you know what we should do? Like, it's really turning me on how jealous you are. Let's go fuck in that skanky motel across the street.
Let's do it. Let's do it. What's better than a sleazy motel? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. With the vacancy sign flashing off and on, so that it's like basically like the Psycho Motel.
Yeah.
We're all gonna die there.
Sarah, you know what really gets me going?
Bed bugs.
Yes. Bed bugs. That was exactly what I was thinking. Bed bugs gets me going. Yep. I love the idea of itty bitty critters crawling all over my body while
we fuck on some blood stains on the carpet.
Exactly. While we're on some cum stained mattress. Ooh, yeah.
That's what makes me wild. And it's like, once again, it's like, Audrey, like, you are such a good friend, but like, you're really going to force Joey to like hang out at the motel with Charlie all night? Well,
that's the problem. Like, where is Joey supposed to sleep? And
she's just pushing him towards Charlie. And she at first refuses and decides to go sleep at the pool.
Yeah. So this is the very funny Joey's face when they say that they're going to go to this hotel because they're, oh, they're so tired, is very, very funny. And so, yeah. So Joey is hanging out by the pool. In like very cold weather, but okay.
Yeah, they've been like, cold all episode. You can't even find a spot
inside to hang out.
I guess there's no lounge at the motel.
Definitely not. It's actually that's true.
The pool is actually very clean for it to be a motel pool.
Definitely.
I'll give you some props. That looks
especially
like a very
off season.
Yeah, swimmable pool. If I've ever seen it.
And so, yeah, so this is when Charlie says, oh, I got us a room. There were no single beds left. Blah, blah, blah. And Charlie says, did you and Pacey go to prom together? And I'm like, this is like, what a fucking weird question.
Out of everything, like, Charlie would ever think of prom. Like,
it doesn't make any sense. I feel like the show is just like ham fisting this, like, oh yeah, don't forget. We did remember that Joey and Pacey dated once.
Yeah, we didn't forget. We're the writers of Dawson's Creek. We're geniuses.
You remember.
Yeah, they went to prom together. Remember prom?
And so, yeah, he says, like, oh, that must be weird because he's in there with your roommate. And she says, and this fucking killed me, Sarah. I fucking died at this line. Joey says, that's the way we like to do things around here.
Indeed it is.
The creek creeps know how to fuck each other, Charlie. We do.
We're very incestuous over here. We love hooking up to the same people over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And, so then he starts asking her if Pacey's the only person that she's ever slept with. And at first, she understandably is like, fuck you. I'm not answering that question. It's none of your business. And then eventually she like coaxes it out of her that, yeah, like she's only been with Pacey.
Yeah, this is so weird. Like, so she says, okay, fine. Like, yes, I've only slept with him. And Charlie says, I've only slept with two people, one in high school and Jen. And I'm like, big fat fucking liar, bitch. What about the girl you cheated on Jen with?
Exactly. And that's what Joey says.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wait, you got me. Oh, God. I can't do my normal tricks with you.
Yeah.
You see right past me, Joey.
Yeah. But he does like, he says, oh, you throw off my game, Joey Potter. And I'm like, oh, they're flirting.
Yeah.
And so he gives her the room key and she says, good night. And he says, you know what? You really were great. And she like thanks him for helping. And he says, oh, you didn't even need it. I couldn't resist the urge to be close to something that amazing. Mm. And like, they're very flirty. Tell me, do you like the vibes by the pool between them?
No.
You're not feeling the vibes.
No, I don't like him. Liked him. I don't like him.
Listen, he's a trash garbage human. I'm not going to lie. He's terrible.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
Joey just needs to get laid by someone fun.
But anybody but him. Like, he is.
He's fun. He's
once
cute,
a cheater,
he's
always a cheater. Like, he's
because
like
I'm not
creep.
Saying to date him. I'm saying to fuck him.
I know, but no. Mm-mm.
I really think it's my Chad Michael Murray bias.
I think so.
I remember watching. The thing is, Sarah, you had to be watching, as you like to call it, Basketball Twins. You had to be watching Basketball Twins, aka One Tree Hill, when it was on to appreciate the sexiness of Chad Michael Murray.
Did he fix his hair by then?
His hair is actually kind of similar to how it is here. Ugh. But that's only for like the first season. He does eventually like change it up. Yeah.
I was thinking about Basketball Twins today.
I think you should watch Basketball Twins. What do you think about the two of us watching together? Not for a podcast because it's not 90s.
Shit, Oz shows taught me.
I don't know that that rolls off the tongue, to be honest.
Sass TM.
It sounds like one word, like shots.
Shots taught me.
Shots taught me.
That's just Simlish, actually.
Shots should stop me.
Yeah, I would watch it with you as like a, maybe we could figure something out where like we can watch it on Discord and maybe we'll invite people into a Discord and watch it with us.
That could be fun.
Yeah. Something to consider. Basketball.
Also, I'm almost done with Friday Night Lights, which I know you watched last year. So I'm going to be in the market for a new show.
I never finished it.
You never finished it? I thought you finished it.
No.
Where did you fall off?
I think season 3.
Oh my God. I don't know why I thought you, I'm like way past that. I'm on the final season.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Season 2 was the shittiest. I can't believe you fell off in season 3.
Yeah, I know. You know what's interesting? You know why I stopped watching Friday Night Lights?
Why?
Because I started watching Critical Role Campaign 2.
Oh, well, that's way better anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, so there we go. So yeah, we're by the pool. He's like, oh, you're spectacular. Oh,
yeah, he gives her the ringy.
Beautiful, stunning, special girl in the world.
You light up the world around you.
You are a star that shines so bright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Whatever. And then he runs into Pacey, who's like getting ice or something. And then
he went out to the store to get provisions.
Provisions, quote unquote. And basically, Pacey does his like manly thing where he's like, if you hurt her, I'll kill you.
Yeah, if you do anything to hurt Joy, I'll make you regret it for the rest of your waking days.
But he's so in love with Audrey.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess manly men threaten other manly men about their ex-girlfriend.
This is so stupid. Yeah, so then Pacey joins Joey by the pool and he asks if she's gonna stay out there all night, and he says, if he tries anything unsavory, you know where to find me.
How about you don't put her in that situation and you say to Audrey, let's do a quickie and go sleep with Joey in the room. How about that?
Yeah, I think the move is either you say that, you say, let's do it, let's like fuck real quick, and then we'll swap rooms. I'll stay with Charlie, you stay with Joey.
Yeah, this poor girl.
Who gets the fuck bed?
It's the fuck bed. This poor girl is just trapped at the pool.
I think the problem with this whole solution, though, is that like, okay, Audrey and Pacey have a quickie, and then it's either Audrey and Joey sleeping in Joey's ex-boyfriend's fucking bed, or Charlie has to sleep in the fucking bed, which I don't think he'd agree to.
I mean, okay, this is what I think. I think that, well, it doesn't matter if the bed has been, because there's been plenty of people. This is a motel. It doesn't matter.
That's true. This motel is skanky as fuck.
Pacey should sleep on the chair, and I think that the girl
in the room
sleep in the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Give Charlie his own room, I guess.
Give Charlie, yeah. Yeah, his supply of hair gel is probably just taking over that room.
Yeah.
So Pacey comes in to Audrey. Audrey says, what took you so long? Were you manufacturing your own condoms?
And he says, oh, I didn't say I was going out for condoms. But he says, I forgot something. And so instead, he comes over with a ho-ho.
Wow.
Or ding-dong.
Wow. Just so generous. With a candle.
With a candle. And I was like, is it someone's birthday? Oh, sorry. It's not a ding. Oh, it is a ding dong. It's the swirly one.
Is that not a yodel?
What the fuck is a yodel? Again, I know little Debbie. I don't know. I don't know anything about yodel snacks. Let's see. No, yodels are like the Drake's version of Swiss cake rolls.
Okay. Whatever.
I'm going to look it up. Little cupcake with swirl.
Isn't it just called a cupcake?
It's a Hostess cupcake.
Yes, yeah, just called a cupcake.
There you go, Hostess cupcake. So he gives her that. He pulls a candle out and he says, this is our first night together. No roommates, no back seats, no security guards, just you and I.
Right. But we did ditch poor Joey at the pool.
Yeah.
And we have to feel good about that for the rest of our lives.
Yep. And they're about to fuck. And that's great for them.
Good for them. I hope that their candle shines bright like a diamond.
I can't believe they like pulled the comforter down.
Like, oh yeah.
No chance.
You're not supposed to sleep with the comforter at hotels.
Yeah, because they're fucking garbage. They don't clean them.
Sheets only.
Nasty.
Yeah.
So Dawson goes to find Jack and Jen. And Jack immediately is like, I'm gonna go look at the football field and maybe I'm gonna run. I'm fucking out of here.
I love that he's like, I'm going to go to the football field and then I'm going to run the track and then I'm going to break my his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like an expedited version of what happened in high school.
Yeah.
Because they went to Cape Side High. They're just like hanging out at the high school.
Yeah.
Funny. Basically Dawson's like, what's going on? And he's begging her to talk to him and she's being hesitant. And then eventually she admits like, you know, I got out of the cab 4 years ago and you were there and you're the perfect guy. And I thought that we were like meant to be, but I'm just feeling like I'm projecting this fantasy on us and it's not really the case.
Yeah. And so he says, why are you doing this? There's a reason this worked out. Like, there's a reason we got together, isn't there? And Jen says, I don't think that this is just me. And Dawson says, it was right at the time. Jen says, we needed each other. And Dawson says, so what just happened? Did we? And Jen says, yeah, we did. And none of this makes sense to me. Like, again, I'm not opposed to this being a short-term romantic relationship. Yeah. Like, if it is a matter of Dawson needed somebody when his dad died and, like, Jen comforted him and they found comfort in one another in that time period, great. Like, fine. It doesn't need to last forever. But to me, it felt so out of nowhere that like 2 episodes ago, Jen suddenly was like, oh my God, wait, where's the passion? Like, yeah. I would have preferred, let's take this as a storyline instead, Sarah. Jen is doing the radio show. What if Jen suddenly is very busy with the radio show and she just like ignores her relationship with Dawson and she finds that he's
really busy with film
and they both just agree we're probably a little bit too busy to be in a relationship right now, like we're not able to dedicate the time that it takes to a relationship right now. I would have much preferred that than to feel like they kind of rushed and manufactured this like lack of passion.
Exactly. And it was just like, yeah, like this could have never worked out. Yeah. I mean, and I also kind of agree. I like agree with like a lot of the beats, like, yeah, they were there, right place, right time.
Right.
And they both needed somebody. Like, I do agree with that. But to say like, there's no reason why we really got together just because other than we were lonely is like not true, in my opinion.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And so they break up. And then Joey walks into the motel room. Charlie is already asleep and Joey takes her jacket off, lays on the tippity edge of the bed.
Yeah. The farthest you can go without touching, and because then, you know, with a bed like that, the butt is really close to the crotch.
Yes. And she like has a little cute little smile on her face.
Yeah, she's crushing. She's crushing. She's
crushing. She's crushing. Falling
for the bad boy.
She is. And that's our episode. I thought this was a much better episode than the last two.
I think so too. Like, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like top tier episode, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
There were so many balloons to take in.
So many balloons. Love a balloon.
So many.
Would you like to hear some feedback that we got from Joy this week?
Yeah, Joy.
Okay. Joy says, what is going on? What is this show? Because it's not Dawson's Creek.
Uh-oh.
She says, Charlie, a guy who lied and cheated on Jen, is now okay because he helped Joey on stage? I don't even really know what he did to help. Maybe he just made her more at ease and sing with her? And yet again, we see Pacey act out of character with whatever he and Audrey did in the woods. Which, I mean, to each their own. And I'm not yucking anyone's yum, but are we really supposed to believe that Pacey would have some sort of tryst in the middle of nowhere with Joey and Smarmy Charlie in shouting distance? Why? Because Pacey and Audrey are quote-unquote sluts? No fucking way. I personally think his reaction to Charlie at the beginning of the episode is threefold and not just about Audrey.
Ooh.
Pacey and Jen are good friends, and Charlie hurt her, so he hates him for that. I agree number with one. That.
Agree. Yes. Check.
Which
is something that we didn't note in this episode. So great point, Joy.
We didn't. Thank that you. Is a solid point. He had to watch Audrey make out with him while they were figuring things out, so he hates him for that as well.
Sure.
but there is definitely an element of him being jealous in regards to Joey. That yes. might be the most minor reason, and he might not even be consciously aware of it, but there is no doubt in my mind that it's there. So him saying, no worries, Charlie, we're cool, is just unbelievable. I do like him saying high maintenance is just another word for high quality, and I like his conversation with Joey by the pool about her well-being. He's not called Pacey Witter friend to woman for women for nothing.
Is that what he's called?
I don't know. Maybe. According to Joy. I do agree with that. I think we touched on that. And I do agree with that. I do like the point that she brought up about Jen, because I think that is also a solid point we didn't bring up about, like, Pacey and Jen are fairly close. They are. She also said, Jen and Dawson, on one hand, I get them breaking up. Them getting together was a trauma response from both of them. And now they have healed a bit. The relationship is not what they thought. I do get that. But I also think it's bullshit. They have such a sweet dynamic and have grown so much and could have been great, but the show just can't let Jen be happy.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the show will use the narrative that Jen is a slut to prop up Joey as the quote unquote good girl. See Charlie and how he treats them differently. I'm just so over it, honestly. We're in season 5 now, and besides the second Dawson arc, Jen has not had one good love interest. Justice for Jen.
I agree.
I do too. Like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they really love to put all the blame for everything on Jen all the time.
And yeah, they use her as a punching bag continuously.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not that fun.
And what'd you say?
It's not that fun to watch.
No, it's not. It's not. Dawson's reaction and the way he handled his mom possibly having a boyfriend, friend that's more than a friend, whatever he is, James Vanderbeek did a good job showing that vulnerability in Dawson. For me, he tends to lean more into anger in his acting and is less nuanced, and it makes it hard to be sympathetic to Dawson. But this episode, he did a good job. You could see that he was angry, but also hurt and shocked. And as we said, as we both have said before, sometimes he just can't handle it when things change on him. Audrey is a delight, and Jack's food acting is on point.
Yeah, I love the spit take.
It was very fun. So thank you so much, Joy. We largely agreed with everything that you said. I'm not asking Joey to date Charlie. I just want her to, like, let loose, have a little bit of fun. I do think, like, maybe loop in Jen at some point. But I just want her to let loose and, like, enjoy her life a little bit more.
I do too. I mean, let's see where it goes.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, that was our episode, Highway to Hell. Much better than the other episodes that we've just seen, so gotta give it props. Sarah, are you ready to hear the next episode that we're gonna be covering, what the title will be?
Yeah, what is it?
Cigarette Burns. What does that mean, Sarah?
I would say that, like, sometimes when you hear things that you don't want to hear, it stings like a cigarette burn. So I think that people are going to, you know, kind of learn the truth and reality about some things, and it might hurt a little.
All right. And we're not going to be alone.
What?
We're going to be joined by the one, the only Adam H. on the podcast.
What?
I know.
Shocking.
Shocking. This is brand new information for Sarah.
Yeah. So that means that I get to podcast with Adam a few times in the next coming weeks.
Yeah. What else do you have going on?
Yeah. Adam and I are covering How I Met Your Father on Posha Recaps. And we've been having a lot of fun about talking about it. And I really enjoyed doing that with him. So that's what I have going on. In terms of Shit 90 Shows Taught Me, we have our poll up right now for Sandra Bullock Month. So we have a few options that we're asking the audience what they want us to watch. Speed, Hope Floats, When You Were Sleeping, I don't know, something.
And Forces of Nature.
Forces of Nature. Mm-hmm. So vote on that on Twitter. Let us know what you want us to cover. And aside from that, you can catch us at Shit90sPod on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at Sarah Ferguson. How about you?
You can find me at TheJess Sterling. I'm still new, the same old over on Posho Recaps, covering The Last of Us with Zed, doing a first time playthrough of that game alongside the show. I'm covering Community every week with Josh Wigler and National Treasure Edge of History with Marissa. So go check out all of those things. And of course, you could always find me here on Shit 90 Shows Taught Me every week covering Dawson's Creek. That amazingly rhymed. And yeah, go vote in the poll because we need your thoughts on what Sandy B movie we should be covering in February.
Yeah, it's currently a tie.
Ooh, what's it a tie between?
Speed and When You Were Sleeping. While You Were Sleeping.
I figured Speed would be a big one for people.
Yeah, I thought so too. Seen
it, so that'll be fun regardless. Yeah, we'll be back next week with the next episode of Dawson's Creek. Thank you everybody for listening. We will talk to you all next time. Goodbye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.